This calm barometer at 29.99. No precipitation today with cloudy conditions. We're at our overnight low of zero.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the AP News at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The weather's been brutal across the nation, and it's not over yet. The AP's Donna Warder tells us about a weather-related tragedy in Portland, Oregon.
Rick Graves of Portland Fire and Rescue in Oregon tells KGW that shortly before noon Wednesday, two adults and a teenager were killed when they got out of their SUV.
The weather brought down a branch, a significant sized branch from a tree over the and it took down a live electrical wire.
Officials say the three appear to have been electrocuted. They say a child was saved when a person who lives in the area grabbed the two-year-old from one of the people lying in the street. As much as 1 inch of ice added to the damage caused by a powerful storm that hit over the weekend. And the National Weather Service says freezing rain could return to the region this evening through Friday morning. I'm Donna Warder.
Now to that jetliner that lost a panel in mid-flight. Federal officials have briefed lawmakers on their investigations, telling them that airlines have inspected 40 identical Boeing planes. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Boeing CEO David Calhoun visited Spirit AeroSystems factory in Wichita, which installs the part, telling workers, engineers, and mechanics at Boeing and Spirit are going to learn from the incident and get better. Airlines have inspected 40 Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets identical to the one involved in the accident. The Federal Aviation Administration says it will review the findings and develop a maintenance process before letting the planes carry passengers again. I'm Ben Thomas.
More U.S. missile strikes yesterday against sites controlled by the Houthis in Yemen. The Houthis have been harassing commercial and military ships. President Biden visits North Carolina today to highlight millions in new investments on high-speed internet. Gas is up to $3.09 a gallon, that from the AAA. This is AP News. To California now, and its last nuclear plant.
The Biden administration has approved a billion-dollar aid package to keep California's last nuclear plant running for another 6 years. Environmental activists have been trying to get PG&E's Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant shut down for decades over concerns about dangerous radioactive waste and safety in an earthquake zone, but an agreement to close the reactors next year was voided by the legislature. The federal government finalized approval of a $1.1 billion Energy Department package to keep the plant operating until at least 2030. The plant produces approximately 8% of the state's electric energy, serving around 3 million people. California Governor Gavin Newsom and a report from the California Energy Commission say the plant's power is needed to ward off blackouts, with other gas power plants being shut down and climate change stressing the state's energy system. The state is shooting for 100% renewable energy by 2045. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Donovan Mitchell had 31 points, and the Cleveland Cavaliers took advantage of Milwaukee being without Giannis Antetokounmpo last night, extending their win streak to a season-best 6 games by beating the Bucks 135-95. Elsewhere, Minnesota over Detroit, 124-117. Boston beat San Antonio, 117-98. Toronto, 121. Miami, 97. Atlanta, 106. Orlando, 104. New York, 109. Houston, 94. New Orleans, 132. Charlotte, 112. The Lakers, 127. Dallas, 110. And Portland, 105. Brooklyn, 103. Golden State at Utah was postponed. There was also a contest postponed in the NHL because of weather. Chicago at Buffalo was called off. Montreal was a winner over New Jersey, 3-2. And Detroit won in overtime over Florida, 3-2. Lucy Olsen scored 37, including the last eight of the game. And Villanova defeated number 22 Marquette, 66-63. That's an update on Thursday morning sports.
Did you know there was a national blood shortage declared in September of last year? Winter is the most difficult season to maintain blood supply in hospitals across the nation, and donors are needed now more than ever. Someone in the U.S. needs blood every 2 seconds. Make a difference in someone's life by donating blood or platelets today. Visit richlandhospital.com for information about our next blood drive.
Today, a high of 14 degrees. Clouds will increase. Winds will be between 4 and 8 miles per hour. Tonight, a low of 1 degree below zero. There's a chance of some light snow across the area, possibly a half inch in our immediate area, 1 to 2 inches as you head further south. A wind chill advisory will be in effect overnight for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. For Friday, partly cloudy, a high of 13. Friday night, 4 degrees below zero. And Saturday, a high of 10 with sunshine. A high of 20 on Sunday. In Richland Center, after the early reading today of 13, the temp continued to fall. And we're down to the current mark. It is 0 degrees on this Thursday, January 18th.
I was born with a restless, rambling heart, not one to be fenced in. Before I can hang my hat, I'm already gone again. Girl, you need to know before you go and fall too hard. My roots are wrapped around a pair of taillights in the dark.
Terry McBride on WRCO. Good morning, friends. 10 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Hopefully you're getting all right. You're faring all right, even though it is warmer. And I was just talking to one of our astute listeners about yesterday. You know, our temp grew to 16 degrees, which it honestly did not feel that warm, but I think that the wind had something to do with that. But this morning as I was rising from my burrow and I hit the garage door opener, and boy, garage doors this time of year, boy, they make some noise, don't they? Creaking and groaning. And so, yeah, me getting up was kind of similar to the garage door opening this morning. You know, that kind of thing. But we're here to tell you about it. This is Eddie Rabbit.
A hot flash just swept over me when you walked into the room. I could feel those heat waves rolling off of you. And your pretty body lay close to me, melting in the heat. Hey, is it hot in here or is it just me? 'Cause I'm burning, burning up with love like a log in a fireplace. Yeah, I'm burning, burning up with love since the first time I saw your face. Ever since the night we kissed and set my world on fire, I've been burning up with love. I've been burning up with love. Been burning up with love. Oh, I've been burning up with love. Somebody hand me a thermometer and hand it to me quick. I think I just better take my temperature, I'm sick. Love sick. There's a red hot fever inside of me. I must have caught it from your lips. It gets hotter and hotter and hotter when we kiss. Baby, I'm burning, burning up with love like a dog in a fireplace. Yeah, I'm burning, burning up with love since the first time I saw your face. Ever since the night we kissed, you set my world on fire. I've been burning up with love. I've been burning up with love. I've been burning up with love for you. I've been burning up with love.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. Well, if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon.
Len Anderson and WRCL, never promised you a rose garden, especially if you live in Wisconsin. You never know. We have dipped another degree. It is 1 degree below zero.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Meister Log and Lumber would like to remind all landowners with timber property that trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
18 minutes after 6 o'clock, Phil Nee with you on this Thursday. We'll have news, weather, and sports coming up today at 6:30. And high school sports resumes this evening, so we'll check out the high school sports schedule a little bit later on this morning. The Boaz Lions Club Pancake Breakfast will be held Sunday from 9 until noon at the Boaz Community Center. Menu includes pancakes, sausage, applesauce, and a choice of juice, milk, or coffee. Cost will be $10 for adults, $6 for children ages 5 to 10, and children under 5 can eat for free. All proceeds go to the Boaz Lions Club Scholarship Program. Again, that's coming up Sunday. Here's Thomas Rhett featuring Maren Morris.
From Well, girl, my self-control so paralyzed. When it comes to you, no, I ain't got no patience. Something about you, girl, I just can't fight. You're like that cigarette that shot 100 proof. No matter how much I get, I'm always craving that feeling when we kiss, the way your body moves. No matter how much I get, I'm always craving you. Craving you. All the in-between is killing me. You know I come unglued from missing you. Sunset eyes, no, I don't have to try, because you know exactly what to do. I never had something that I can't walk away from.
Walk away from.
Well, girl, my self-control so paralyzed. When it comes to you, no, I ain't got,
I
no,
ain't
patience.
Got no patience.
There's something about you that I just can't fight. You're like that cigarette. That shot of 100 proof. No matter how much I get, I'm always craving that feeling when we kiss, the way your body moves. No matter how much I get, I'm always craving you. Time we have to say goodbye, I'm counting down until we say hello. Every touch is like the strongest drug. I don't know how much longer I can go.
country singer Mark Colley, who has a birthday today. He turns 68. He's also been in some acting roles through the years, including featured on the television program Nashville. Coming up, news, weather, and sports today on this, our Thursday morning get-together. 1 degree on the downside. Well, let's get our steps in today.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you, Merle. Well, you left me and you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. Well, you broke and you promised and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. I'm walking the floor over you. Himself, Chet Atkins. Now someday you may be lonesome too. You talking about me, Ernest? Walking the floor is good for you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry. You know, remember that I love you and I will the day I
die. I didn't know you felt that way, Ernest.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Yes, sir. Thanks for joining us today on WRCO Radio. And moving on with news, weather, and sports coming up in just a little bit. And more regular features as well along the way. A little calm before the storm, maybe as warm as yesterday, and maybe some light snow tonight. We'll have more coming up in just a moment.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Carestan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson, 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News at 6:30 is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast calls for 14 for a high today. Tonight, looks like some light snow could be on the way. Varying amounts, probably about a half inch of snow in our immediate area and a low of -1. That's where we're at right now. 1 degree below zero.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Courtin Maine for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Courtin Maine in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. The Southwest Tech campus is closed today for septic repair. There will be remote learning and staff will be available remotely. And a reminder, the mobile food pantry that was supposed to be held today at Eagle School in Richland Center has been canceled. It will not be rescheduled for January. Wisconsin is one step closer to letting gas stations and other businesses build their own electric vehicle chargers. A bill that passed the Senate this week would change Wisconsin regulations to allow it. The Senate also approved a nearly $80 million federal grant to cover most of the cost of building new EV chargers. The 21st annual Walk with Grace will be held in August. Planning for the walk will begin tonight at 6 o'clock at the Grace office. Walk Chair June Nee invites all of those interested in being a part of the planning to attend. There is a need for a recruitment chairperson. If you or someone you know may be interested in this position or finding out more, please contact June Nee to let her know. Please put on your thinking caps for theme ideas, kickoff, and ways to make the 21st year of Grace very memorable. Everyone is invited to the meeting tonight at 6 at the Grace office above Royal Bank. Also encouraging you to invite anyone you know who would like to be a part of Walk with Grace, which this year will be held on Friday, August 9th. Property tax payments are due on the last day of the month. If your municipality allows you to pay by installments, the first installment needs to be paid in full on or before January 31st to your local treasurer. Payments must be postmarked no later than January 31st to avoid delinquency status and possible additional charges. Also, e-filing can get underway now.
IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says the IRS will formally start accepting returns at the end of January, but you can get your e-filing done right now.
And in that case, your tax return will simply be held until it can be submitted to the IRS at the end of the month.
If you're intending to use the IRS free file program, be sure to start on irs.gov and follow the links from there to ensure you're not going to be charged by whichever tax program you're using. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Members of the Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force made an arrest earlier this month. Nicholas J. Forbes, 29, of Platteville, was arrested during a traffic stop near the city of Mineral Point in Iowa County on an outstanding arrest warrant through probation and parole. During the arrest, methamphetamine was located on his person. Nicholas will have a charge of possession referred to the Iowa County District Attorney's Office. Detectives later searched his apartment in the city of Platteville. As a result, more methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia was located. As a result of this case, Nicholas Forbes will have charges referred to the Grant County District Attorney's Office. The charges are possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, maintaining a drug trafficking house, and four counts of soliciting a prostitute. Tiffany Chandler, 28, of Platteville, lives in the same apartment and is also on probation. As a result of the investigation, Chandler will have charges referred to the Grant County District Attorney's Office. They include possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of fentanyl, possession of drug paraphernalia, and maintaining a drug trafficking house. A Red Cross blood drive was held this week in Muscadet. 72 units of blood, including 16 double red cell donations, were collected. Registration volunteers were Tobiah Frazier, along with Asher Frazier, Kate Frazier, and Jackie Schmenick. Pleasant Valley Mennonite Church served refreshments, including homemade baked goods. The next Muscadet Community Blood Drive will be held Tuesday, March 19th, from 11:30 until 5:30 at St. John's Gym. A national Democratic law firm has asked the liberal-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court to throw out the battleground state's congressional maps, arguing that the court's decision last month ordering a new state legislative maps opens the door to the latest challenge. The redistricting lawsuit filed Tuesday by the Elias Law Group on behalf of Democratic voters comes less than a month after the court threw out the state legislative maps. Consultants hired by the court are now reviewing 7 proposed new maps. Litigation is ongoing in more than a dozen states over U.S. House and state legislative districts enacted after the 2020 census. A decision on a Kenosha casino is made in the wee hours of Wednesday morning. After a contentious debate, the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors approved an intergovernmental plan for a new casino and hotel project. The partners in the venture, the Menominee Tribe and Hard Rock International, say the project would create 1,000 new construction jobs, employ 1,000 people, and bring hundreds of millions of dollars in economic impact to the surrounding area. The plan now moves on to the U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs and Governor Tony Evers for their approval. Music headliners are named for this summer's Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival. The celebration, happening from July 25th through the 28th, will have the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jelly Roll, and Hardy performing at Veterans Park on Milwaukee's lakefront. Other musical acts and a variety of free and ticketed events will happen at several venues around the Milwaukee area. Advance ticket sales start today. Complete details on the festival can be found at hdhomecoming.com, where you can also sign up for those homecoming updates.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today, a high of 14 degrees, increasingly cloudy and chilly conditions. North winds at 4 to 8 miles per hour will become variable. Cloudy tonight, light snow likely, and looks like maybe some varying amounts, around a half inch in our immediate area and 1 to 2 inches as you head toward the south. Also, it looks like Friday will be up to around 13, a low of 4 below on Friday night. Saturday, a high of 10 with sunshine, and Sunday, partly cloudy and turning breezy with a high of 20. Monday, 32, with a 40% chance of a light wintry mix overnight. In Richland Center, it was 16 yesterday. We were at 13 at midnight. And from there, we actually not registering any wind chill to factor in this morning, but it is still cold. Our temperature is 1 degree below zero. Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll look at the high school schedule coming up. It was a difficult game last night for the Milwaukee Bucks as well. Those stories and more after this.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
High school sports tonight in boys basketball. Cooley Christian will play at Weston. Also, Ithaca will be at Seneca. For a makeup game, Cassville at DeSoto, Wautoma at Mauston, Nacita at Wonewoc Center, Brookwood goes to New Lisbon, Royal at Hillsboro, and Cashton at Bangor. Wisconsin Dells travels to Nakusa, Westby at Kickapoo, and also tonight, North Crawford will be at Southwestern. In girls basketball, Schulzburg at Potosi-Cassville, Iowa Grant visits Mineral Point, Darlington is at Riverdale and Southwestern at Boscobel, Baraboo at Portage, River Ridge at Belmont. Wazika Steuben travels to North Crawford. And in the Southwest Conference girls basketball tonight, Prairie du Chien at Platteville, Lancaster visits Dodgeville, and River Valley at Richland Center, which we'll have on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins around 7:15. Richland Sports Medicine, in conjunction with the Richland Hospital, have announced their latest as far as the Athletes of the Month. For the month of December 2023, Athletes of the Month, Kaylee Peterson of the Ithaca girls basketball team and Carson Kenyon of the Riverdale boys basketball team, showing fine leadership on and off the court. Kaylee Peterson and Carson Kenyon, the latest to be recognized as Athletes of the Month by Richland Sports Medicine. Last night in the WIAC men's basketball, River Falls was a winner over Stevens Point, 72-56. Platteville defeated Whitewater, 77-73. La Crosse, 85. Oshkosh, 75. And Stout over Eau Claire, 83-74. The Cleveland Cavaliers simply dismantled the Bucks last night, who had to play without Giannis Antetokounmpo. Milwaukee trailed by 20 in the first period and lost 135-95. Giannis sat out with a bruised shoulder, but is not expected to miss much time. His teammates needed to step up in his absence, but they did not seem to. Damian Lillard led the scoring with 17, but he hit only 7 of 20 shots, and Chris Middleton was 1 of 10. The game was the first of three between the two teams over the next 9 days. Milwaukee plays at Detroit on Saturday. In other NBA games, Golden State at Utah, that was postponed. Minnesota defeated Detroit, 124-117. Boston over San Antonio, 117-98. Toronto, 121. Miami, 97. Atlanta beat Orlando, 106-104. New York, 109. Houston, 94. New Orleans, 132. Charlotte, 112. The Lakers beat Dallas, 127-110. And Portland over Brooklyn, 105-103. Lucy Olson scored 37 points, including the last 8 of the game, and Villanova defeated number 22 Marquette, 66-63. Christina Dolce added 10 points, 14 rebounds, and 7 blocks. Marquette scored the first 7 points of the game, and Liza Carlin made a pair of free throws with 3:54 to play, which gave them the 63-56 lead, only the second time the lead reached 7. Though the other team answered and went on for the victory, Villanova with the victory against the Marquette women's basketball team. Well, the National Weather Service is reporting there should be no weather problems for Saturday's game between the Packers and 49ers in the NFL playoffs divisional round. Two major storm systems are passing through the San Francisco area, but one will be gone by the time the game is played at 5:15 local time, and the other will come later. Temperatures are expected to be in the low 60s at Levi's Stadium. Weather experts say it still might be good if you're heading there for rain gear to be worn. Green Bay and San Francisco have met in the postseason 9 times, with the California team taking 5 of those. Coach Matt LaFleur talked this week about facing the Niners.
It's just a mindset for me. It's just whether you got a young team, a veteran team, all you're trying to do is continue to get better each and every day and focus on what's right in front of you. And I think that's where our focus has been, just trying to find different ways to push our guys. And our guys have shown up with a great mentality and mindset and willing to work.
And Mike McCarthy will get another chance to end a nearly 3-decade stretch without a deep playoff run for the Dallas Cowboys. Owner and general manager Jerry Jones says McCarthy will be back for a 5th season as coach after a stunning 48-32 wildcard loss to Green Bay. The Cowboys were the first number 2 seed to lose to the last team to get in since the 14-team format was adopted in 2020. They haven't been past the divisional round since the 1995 season. Also in sports, baseball fans wanting to watch the Brewers play ball will find themselves needing to get an Amazon Prime membership to see the games. The New York Post is reporting Milwaukee is among 5 major league teams whose games will be streamed exclusively on Prime. Membership costs $14.99 a month. Regional sports networks have had major issues for the last year. This would be the first time Amazon Prime has entered the regional sports network business. It is possible there would be an additional charge added to the membership cost, but that has not been determined yet. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Hello, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? We are offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 647-8522. Visit in person or visit us online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and we have the means to make it happen.
Dropping that plow, baling that hay, feeding them cows from the rooster crow till another long day is gone. Country on. Hey, big rig, keep clocking in miles, pulling that horn, making us smile, rolling that load down the road all night long. Country on. Hey, cowboy, keep slinging that rope, eating that dirt, wearing that gold, break a leg. Rodeo, but just don't break no bones. Country on. Hey, barkeep, how about another round? Keep the neon lit in this crazy town. Just pour a little more. Country on. Country on. Yeah. Country on. Hey, firemen, boys and girls in blue, we could sure use a lot more like you. You come running in anytime anything goes wrong. Country on. Hey, soldier, wherever you might be, hats off to keeping us free. All our thoughts and prayers till you get back home. Country on. Hey, hometown, keep throwing that ball. Raise them outside, hang a fish on the wall. They only stay a little so long, so love them up strong. Country on. I say, hey, hey, USA, we ain't seen our better days. Hell no, hey y'all. Country on. Chasing them dreams, keep on with your songs till the whole world singing along. Country on. I say, hey, hey, USA, we ain't seen our better days. Hell no, hey y'all. Country on.
Luke Bryan on WRCO, Country on Country and Community. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Elvira.
Elvira. Elvira. My heart's on fire for Elvira.
Eyes that look like heaven, lips like cherry.
Papa, papa, mau, mau.
High on silver away. Tonight I'm gonna meet her at the Hungry House Cafe. And I'm gonna give her all the love I can. Yes, I am. She's gonna jump and holler. I've saved up my last.
Papa, mau, mau,
giddy up.
Papa, papa, mau, mau.
High on silver, away. Elvira, Elvira. My heart's on fire.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It's 7 minutes before seven.
Connections. That's what your Touchstone Energy Cooperative makes possible every day by providing the energy our community needs to stay connected to work, to family, to everyone and everything that matters. Day and night, we're always here because we know that of all the connections we make, none are more powerful than the human connection.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
0 degrees. How's it feel out there today, Hank?
Feels like zero.
Feels like zero out there?
Yep.
All right.
But no wind.
That's
so
true.
So that's something good to look forward to.
You got to look at those mini.
Yes, the mini winds. Yes, yeah, mini winds. Yes, you do.
Uh-huh. All right.
But anyway, good morning, young man.
Good morning. Yeah, good to have you. Hank's made it. Looks like Joanne has wallered in as well. And all is right with the world. Brooks and Dunn next here on our Cavalcade of Stars this morning.
Traffic jam, staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune, one kid helps pay the rent.
the back of a limousine. A welder's son and a banker's daughter. All they want is everything. She came out here to be an actress. He was a singer in a band.
Update coming up today at 7 o'clock here on WRCL. Hope you're enjoying one below zero today. Headed toward 14 later.
I had a dream the other night that right was wrong and wrong was right and nothing was the way it's meant to be. I couldn't find you anywhere. Yeah, I was lost. I said a prayer just hoping God would bring you back to me. Yeah, I saw it with my eyes closed. How that's a sun don't burn.